Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are in the world right now. Hello and welcome. My name is Paul Bars. Welcome back to this audio in our series, Article Writing Top Tips. Continuing on today, we're looking at good ways and good ideas when it comes to putting together the title of the article. Now, this is of ultimate importance, but let me begin, if I may, with an illustration that will help you understand the difference of what kind of impact a good or a poor title can make when it comes to article writing. Okay, picture this. I need you to use your imagination for a minute. I can't stand there in front of you and actually draw this one out. So picture this for me, if you would, just one moment. You're at home and your significant other, whoever that may be, could be husband, could be wife, could be life partner, could be one of the kids, just could be someone else important in your life, comes home and then you hear this. Hey, I'm home. Yeah, how are you? Hear the tone in the voice. It's okay, it's good, they're happy, they've had a good day. Happy, happy, happy. We like happy. Happy is good. How about this one? Boom, 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 as they disappear into the other room. What does that say about their day? You know, when it comes to article writing, you've got about 3 seconds to get someone's attention and say, hey, I've got the solutions for you, or ain't gonna find that here. So you have a choice. When it comes to your titles for your articles, I suggest you make the choice which says, hi, honey, I'm home. Because your customers are out there and they're looking for solutions to their problems. Of course, we're talking about this in a business sense, internet business, which is all about making money. Yeah? Good. Because the kind of articles I want to help you put together can help you do that. Make some money along the way. Very important stuff if you want to be involved in business. So your title is the most important thing. Couple of reasons. Number one, firstly and foremostly, it's going to be the first thing that your customer sees. Let's say they find you in a search engine. Well, I'd like to suggest that if you're publishing your articles yourself on your website, which you do, that your page name and your page title, you know, the HTML thingy, is actually the title of your article. And then you've got in the H1 header tags of your page the title of your article. So smack, 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 it's going to be there 3 times. And that, in doing that, will allow, we hope, the search engines to go, well, this is a good title for this page. You know, you probably didn't, this is a little sidebar, you probably didn't realize it, but sometimes, and this does happen, I know it happens with Google, and I'm sure the others do it in their own way as well. Sometimes Google will present its own title and its own description of your web page content to suit their reader. Yeah. So we want to put it out there so the good old search engine bot, hello, can find it and actually present it the way you want it presented, which is your article title. So that's the first thing that your customer's going to see. We want it to be good so it, number one, what? Grabs their attention. You got just 3 seconds. You want to grab their attention straight away. Now, what is the purpose of your title? It is to, number one, convey the answer to their problem in just, you know, half a dozen words. About half a dozen is all you need. Because they're going to see this, they're going to snapshot read this in less than 3 seconds. Within 3 seconds, they'll have made up their mind. Is this a good page to go and visit? So you want to present the purpose. That is the purpose of your title, to present the purpose of your article to your customer. Listen to me say this one more time. To your customer. Now, when it comes to choosing titles purely for search engine optimization, there is nothing wrong with that. But remember this fact. It's no good if it gets found on the front page, first position on a search engine, if no customer is ever going to go looking for it to find it there. I don't care about a first page position. I care about click-throughs. Different thing. You know, you've got some people out there wearing merit badges. Look at me. Look at me. I see it in the forums all the time. Look at me. I got first place in this search engine on how to make my cat purr like a dog while it's sleeping upside down in a bucket of water. Huh? What the... Of course you're going to get first place on that, because there ain't no competition for starters. And there ain't no one else looking for it. It doesn't matter. So the point is, you want it to suit the purpose of the customer, as well as using the correct keywords for the search engines to be found. And that takes a little bit of practice. So I'm going to give you my best tip right up front when it comes to article marketing. This is it. Not the stuff I've already given you. Okay, I'm not going to give you my best tip almost right up front. Here is my best tip, and I'll probably end with this because it doesn't get any easier or better than this. When it comes to article titles, you need to write more than one. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it. Now, you're probably thinking, hang on, Paul, but I heard you earlier in this audio series talking about not spinning round and round and round and round. Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your title. You need to write more than one. Okay? It's that easy. And then test them. Depending on how important, of course, the article is and where it's directing your customers to, how much time you put into this. But what I like to do is I like to say, check out, say within AdSense, for example, or AdWords, I should say, in Google. And I like to go and have a look and see how many people are searching roughly on something and roughly how many clicks it might generate. I mean, these are very, very general. And there are other programs, the Samurai, other programs out there that you can use to do this. Personally, I don't believe in paying to get access to some program where you can get the same shit for free. That just doesn't make sense to me. So I like to just use the free ones. Hey, why not? Doesn't take me any extra time. But I like to do a bit of research. I decided to do that before I recorded this series. I had a quick look around. Now, my working title as I'm recording these is Article Writing Tips and Tricks, something like that. It may well be different by the time it makes it to my actual page, because I will do a little bit more research on it before I publish it, which is what I'll be doing tomorrow. And I will test different titles, and I'll look and I'll take, say, a good performing keyword phrase like article writing tips. There are a number of people searching for article writing tips online, and according to, the AdWords, blah, blah, there aren't that many people paying all that much for it. Now, I also checked out some of the other services at the same time and thought, yeah, okay. So this looks like it might be possible. But there's a lot of competition for it. Well, that's going to be the big one. Of course, I'm dealing in podcasting where there's nowhere near as much competition, and so that works in my advantage. But I will do that research before I record a series. And here's the thing. Here's just a little bonus tip on top for this particular topic. When you go to write an article, don't just, do all this research and write one article. Write 10. Sit down for a little bit and write 10 articles on the same topic but with different headlines, different content, solving different problems, but all on the same topic. You've done the research, you might as well take advantage of it. And I'm talking 10 original content articles here. I'm not talking about taking the one article and spinning the crap out of it and coming up with some pissant little piece that no one can understand. Oh, yes, but Paul, I just spin them a sentence at a time, blah, blah. Look, don't waste your time. Rewrite the whole article. It takes just as long, okay, or just as short. If you're going to do a decent job when it comes to spinning, you may as well put that time in and do a decent job on a related topic. Now, on that, let me just say there is absolutely nothing wrong with manually, you've got your title and your keyword phrase, not just in your title, but of course it'll be in the content of the article a couple of times, half dozen times tops as well. There is nothing wrong of just replacing those keyword phrases when you publish it to different directories, the manual directories I'm doing, eZine, Go Articles, Article Base, whatever they might be at this time that you're listening to that, and so on. For example, how to record audio at home. So audio at home could easily become how to record online audio from home. Okay, it's the same thing. You don't need to change the content of the article. It's the same thing, but it's just worded slightly different. How to record online audio for the internet at home. You could even scrap the home. How to record internet audio. And the answers in the article are going to be identical, but the title can be different. So there's nothing wrong with actually changing just that little bit to get out there. But when it comes to completely rewriting an article, which is not completely off topic for this little bit on the title, but just came to mind, you may as well just spend that time and completely write a new article, because to do a quality job spinning it takes the same amount of time. Okay? So your title is the most important thing. It's going to grab their attention. It's going to draw them in. It's going to also attract the search engines and get people to your page. Dum, dum, dum. Goal achieved. Game, set, match. Not quite. We've got a little bit more. We need to look at what it is that we're doing and how we're going to determine exactly more of this content. And we'll talk about that in the very next audio, I think. So let's take a break for the moment. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com signing off. I'll talk to you again next time. Bye-bye.